Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, last week, you may recall, I talked quite a bit about the supposedly popular new Broadway show called Celebrity Autobiographies, Who Is Reading Whose, etc. Well, guess what? It's closing. I'm telling you, it ain't easy to get shows up. The money, the time, the process. And it's always sad to see them go down so quickly. Now, another kind of ending, though this is a happier one, so to speak. This season's Encores at City Center is its final show, La Cage aux Folles, now running through June 28th, another week. Billy Porter, Wayne Brady, and more have taken the stage for this look back at a truly famous show, one that eventually became a film as well, you remember, La Cage aux Folles. Now, one of my faves off-Broadway, the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee at New World Stages, now has a new leading man. Or speller, I should say. John Cryer has joined the cast. Now, Cryer is likely best known for his Emmy-winning role on Two and a Half Men, as well as his performance as Ducky in Pretty in Pink. But he started, as did so many, on the stage. So this is a return to his roots. And here he plays the well-meaning and quietly anxious vice principal, Pench. Dare I return for a third or fourth time? Stay tuned. And let me mention an event that was canceled a few months back due to bad weather. Well, 12 Hours with Tracy Letts, a marathon theater reading festival celebrating the works of that Pulitzer Prize winner, will take place, though not until February, at Circle in the Square Theater. This event will benefit that theater's school, known for being the only conservatory located inside a Broadway theater. The festival will include the following Tracy Letts plays, like August Osage County, Killer Joe, Linda Vista, and The Man from Nebraska, and more. The Minutes is also one. That is a hilarious piece. And I must say, it was a show I was watching literally the day when COVID closed down Broadway. And I held on to my notes for 2 years. The mixed bag of theatrical goings-on continues, including a reimagining of Whoopi Goldberg's 1984 self-titled Broadway play. Performances start on July 7th at the Mitzi Newhouse Theater inside Lincoln Center. Written by Whoopi and directed by two-time Tony Award nominee Whitney White, the Whoopi monologue will star Emmy Award nominee Dominique Fishback, Tony Award winner Keisha Lewis, and ghosts Daniel Pinnock, joining the previously announced Kerry Washington and Kara Young. What a cast. Some stellar names there. And I dare say I remember seeing that show when Whoopi did it all by herself all those years ago. And this is exciting. Just announced, Manhattan Theater Club's Broadway premiere of Schoolgirls, or the African Mean Girls play, begins performances September 8th, the Samuel J. Friedman Theater. Listen to this cast. Danae Benton, Patina Miller, Jasmine Amy Rogers, Lucia Arimo, Aaron Morton, and more will star in Jocelyn Bio's comedy directed by Whitney White. She directs everything these days. Set in 1986, the play follows a group of boarding school students competing for the chance to become Miss Ghana. I saw that one in Los Angeles and wondered if it would ever come to the Big Apple. And it did, or it will. As for the big stages, Paddington will officially make its or his Broadway debut in March of 2027 at the Al Hirschfeld Theater. That one has been a huge hit in London, a recipient of 7 Oliviers. It's based on the Paddington books by Michael Bond and the recent film series. Interesting to think the Giant, the John Lithgow show, which just closed, also was about a famous children's book author. I guess when you consider how long the Harry Potter show has been going, one wonders why there haven't been more such adaptations. Before I left the West Coast, I saw the newest offering at the always interesting Geffen Playhouse. Angry, Raucous, and Shamelessly Gorgeous is not just a title here. It's also a plot summary. The gorgeous part is the richness of playwright Pearl Cleage's characters, radiantly realized by all four actors, including Olivia Washington. She's the daughter of Denzel. Boy, she steals everything she's in. All this is under LaTanya Jackson's very nice direction. Is it a great show? No, but the audience, average age way up there, God bless them, seems delighted. Now, let me mention a big death in the entertainment world this week. Director James Burrows, TV sitcom legend, the man behind all our favorites, Will and Grace, Taxi, Cheers, Frasier, and more. He was born in California and raised in New York, where he began working in the city's theater scene. Well, small wonder, since his father, Abe Burrows, was a major figure on Broadway. He wrote a couple shows, names might be familiar, Guys and Dolls, How to Succeed in Business, yeah, and more. A tough act for a son to follow, but Jim Burrows smartly took on a new field and became one of its biggest names ever. I'm back in New York now. Next week, I'll report on Are You Now or Have You Ever Been about those infamous congressional hearings that feel frighteningly relevant, as well as a few others. So stay tuned, find something in your community, and as usual, I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.